doubts, peace. Those are the main words that we hear today. Questions, doubts, peace. What does that mean in our world today? So that song, I couldn't quite remember it this week. So I remembered the part about Thomas, and that's what I wanted us to hear. So I put it out on Facebook. I said, I need help. I can't remember the song, the hymn that I'm trying to think of. It was driving me nuts. So I got some good replies back, none of which were the ones I was thinking of, till the very end where Kelsey Jones found it. And I went, oh, yeah, that's what it is. But here are some of the ones that came up with, and they're quite good. When Thomas heard from Jesus, now come and follow me. He surely went with gladness, from there was much to see. He witnessed Jesus' teaching and saw his healing touch. He found a faith to guide him, a friend he loved so much. It goes on and tells more of the story. Okay, that wasn't the right one, but it was like, oh, that's a really good one. I like that. Well, then it was like, what about Jesus, sovereign Savior? Jesus, sovereign Savior, once for sinners slain, crucified in weakness, raised in power to reign. Again, one about Thomas, but wasn't the one I was thinking of. I couldn't get the way Thomas did out of my head. So another one that came was, we live by faith and not by sight. No gracious words we hear from Christ who spoke. Again, a good hymn, but just why was this word of the way Thomas did stuck in my head? Then there was another one called, O Sons and Daughters of the King. When Thomas first the tidings heard that some had seen the risen Lord, he doubted the disciples' word, Lord, have mercy. And then there was, these things did Thomas count as real, the warmth of blood, the chill, the steel. May we see, O God, by grace believe, and thus the risen Christ receive. All great hymns, some of them which are in our own hymnal, but not what I was trying to find this week. The way Thomas did. You see, the text is about questions, about doubts, about peace. And poor Thomas gets a bum rap every year because people will say, oh, it's doubting Thomas. It's doubting Thomas. The thing is, we all have doubts. We all have questions. We all need peace. So what does that all mean for our world today? How do we live into what this text is saying? So as I began to think about that, Brian Sergio's song, Ask, Seek, Knock, when we finally found it, was like, oh yeah, that's what it is. It's about asking and seeking and knocking and knowing that God is always around us. God appreciates the questions that we have. The doubts are going to be there, and God knows that. Peace be with you. Peace. Dona nobis pacem. You'll hear that in a minute. Peace of God. So as I'm thinking about all this, I'm looking on, studying the text and looking on different sites. And one of my colleagues, his name is Jeff Nelson. He's a young pastor up in Northeast Ohio. He has a blog and he wrote this. And I thought, there's no better way to say this. So I'm going to read to you what he wrote. And I asked him if it was okay, and he agreed that it would be fine. The Christians have saddled the disciple with this word, doubting Thomas, forever branding Thomas because of one moment of expressing disbelief, of desiring something more than a word of another. We don't call Peter denying Peter. We don't call Paul persecuting Paul. We don't call Mary Magdalene seven demon Mary. You'll have to look that one up. But Thomas has been called doubting, attached to him like a scarlet letter A, as if the most sinful thing a Christian can do is express doubt. And really, that might not be far off from how people in the church believe. Thomas is actually quite an active guy in John's gospel. We don't hear from him much. We don't hear from him much in the other three gospels. But he seems to show up right around when someone needs to say something in the Gospel of John. So first, in John 11, when Jesus wants to go out and help his friends Mary and Martha after Lazarus' death, all the other disciples are trying to talk him out of going. There are some people who want to kill Jesus in that area, and they don't want to risk his life or their own. But Thomas is the one who stands up and says, let's go risk death with him. He's the one who tells the rest to gird their loins and follow wherever Jesus leads. He's the one who encourages them to keep trusting no matter what happens. Then we come to John 14. Jesus is talking about showing the way to God and departing from the disciples soon. Thomas is the one who wants further clarification. We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Was this the question on the other disciples' minds, but they were too afraid to ask? Thomas wants more information so he can better comprehend what Jesus is talking about. You see, Thomas is the model of faith seeking understanding. He's not content to just go along with the crowd or with what others say. He wants to keep probing, seeking, questioning, figuring things out. He's the kid in your confirmation class who wants to go deeper than just accepting what the church teaches. I have a couple of those in our confirmation class. That's good. He's the young woman who approaches the pastor after the sermon and says, how can what you say be true when things are so difficult? He's the man who stands up during the congregational meeting and asks how the church can follow Jesus beyond approving budgets and reciting creeds. Too often, we haven't taken kindly to these people like Thomas. Historically, we've given them despairing nicknames at best and excommunicated or killed them at worst. All in the service of comfort, power, control, and being correct. The church needs its Thomases. The church needs to receive doubts and questions and address them with honesty and love. The church needs those people who aren't content with how things are or who are willing to push it further into active discipleship. We need the people who, to the rest of us, say, let's get moving and ask why. They keep us honest. They keep us faithful. Thank God Thomas was there to say what he did. He shows the rest of us that we have permission to do the same. Questions, doubts, you know, Thomas does get that bum rap. And many of us, when we question, we think that we don't know it all. Questions are good. They push us farther in our faith. They help us to understand, and they help us to do active witnessing. You see, last week we talked about witnessing. Today we're talking about witnessing. Witnessing of our Easter faith. Peace be with you, Jesus says. Peace be with you. Ask the questions. Push us farther. Be active witnesses for God. We need Thomas. Oh, we need Peter, and we need Paul, and we need Mary, and we need all of us. But let's not give Thomas a bum rap anymore and call him doubting. Let's ask the questions of faith and let's live into the peace of this world that God is calling us to. Peace be with you.
Dona nobis pacem, Dona
Christ fill us. May we question and doubt, like Thomas did. Amen.